This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel Sunday and alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, putting further pressure on Tehran as it denies being involved in the assault. Calling it an unlawful and callous attack, the British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken soon followed, saying there was no justification for the attack, which allows and follows a pattern of attacks and attacks and other belligerent behavior. The strike on the Mercer Street marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions from Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. Myanmar, 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, its military leader Sunday declared himself prime minister and also said that he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency until elections are held in about 2 years. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing said the state of emergency will achieve its objectives by August of 2023. In a separate announcement, the military government named itself the caretaker government and Min Aung Hlaing the prime minister. The state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. This is